That's 161. 161. If we sing loud enough, we might attract some attention, and others might join us. 161.
Hallelujah.
you, Lord, for your word goes on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this new day that you've given to us. We pray, Lord, that throughout the day the Holy Spirit will work in our hearts, that there'll be a drawing to yourself throughout the whole camp and the cottage and the village. And we here in Watch Rock, Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. And we pray today that you'll just accomplish all that you have in mind for us, Lord. This little time we spend together, these few moments, draw near to us and speak to our hearts. Amen. We pray and have your way for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. 118 in the white book, let us sing also. O precious word that Jesus said. 118. Saddest parts of today is that some people are leaving camp. That's sad. Some of you are going to go home. I just welcomed two people that just came. That's the happy part, that you're going, and the reason why you have to go, well, you've got a lot of reasons why you have to go, but one of the reasons is because there are other people coming into your room, and so you better get going. And that's why we're going to have a short time this morning and not a long meeting, because we've got to get those sheets changed and those carpets vacuumed and let you get out of here on time. But maybe there are some of you that are leaving today that would maybe want to just give a word of testimony. I don't want to not give you that opportunity. If you wanted to take that opportunity to just thank the Lord. And if there's anyone like that now, I don't know who all is going. I know some of you. I know some that are leaving. But are there any of you that would like to say, thank you, Lord? I'd like to just express my thanks. Any that are leaving this morning that would like to do that. Amen. Sometimes those little prayers are better than the large ones, especially in prayer meetings. When someone prays for 20 minutes and they pray around the world three times and up and down the block. And I think it was a camp here. Maybe I'm wrong, but someplace we had a little Bible study, and we went through the short prayers in the Bible. There are lots of short prayers. Like when Peter was getting ready to drown, he prayed three words in English, three words. Lord, save me. That's sometimes all you have time to say before you go blah, 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 blah. And he prayed, Lord, save me. And the Lord heard that short prayer. Nehemiah, he prayed. He didn't even make a word. He went before the king, and that was a big deal. In his heart, he just prayed, and the Lord heard him. And so many. So those short prayers, as Susan mentioned, those small prayers, not just short in number of words, but those little prayers that we, throughout the day. And that's, I guess, in part, not the whole thing, but pray without ceasing. All day, you can, short prayers. Maybe you'll have time for a little longer one sometime or other, but the Lord hears all those prayers, and thank God he hears and he answers. He answers the short ones just as readily as he answers the big ones. You don't have to pray the King James Prayer and use these and thous and whatever it is. Just write from your heart the six words that you say. God answers prayer. Thank God. And so thank God for what he's done. Anyone else that's leaving that just wants to thank the Lord this morning? Amen. Praise the Lord. So, Lord, we do thank you for all that have been here that are leaving this morning or this afternoon or the wee hours of the morning. We pray, Lord Jesus, for them. Thank you for the time we've had to know them here and be with them here at camp. But now as they leave, Lord, you go with them. You continue to work in them. Lord, that's another one of the precious things. We don't leave you ever, but you're always with us. And you'll be with those as they travel down today or tomorrow, as they go back to their homes. Lord, you'll cover them with your precious blood is our prayer. And we also ask, Lord, that you continue to work in our hearts, Lord, and bless them and make them a blessing wherever they may go. We commit them to you today and pray your rich blessing upon them. And then, Lord, those who are coming to camp. There are those that have, I guess, left real early this morning and gotten here already. Others that are going to be coming throughout the day. We pray, Lord, that you'll protect them as they travel this way and that you'll be with each one. Give everyone here at camp the strength to fulfill the tasks assigned. Lord, we just pray that this day will be a day where your help is ministered in very tangible ways in every way. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that last verse. Oh, precious word that Jesus said, the world I overcame, and they